Yes, it is the final segment of today's Jefferson Exchange. I'm Jeffrey Riley. I've always wanted to play that for the final segment. And you know, what are you going to do? It's April Fool's Day. It is Europe singing the final countdown, which has actually, they've got them mocking themselves in a recent Geico ad. But good music, though, huh? Good to find stuff to listen to. All jokes aside now, our final guest makes a living making music, and he brings his music to our region this weekend. John Gorka has been making folk music for years now with a dozen albums under his belt, including the new Bright Side of Down. John Gorka plays the Pilgrim Congregational Church in Reading tomorrow night at 8, and it's a pleasure to welcome him to the Jefferson Exchange. Hi, John.
Hi, good morning.
So we have a book at home of W.C. Fields film scenes called Godfrey Daniels, and I understand a club by that name figures prominently in your journey into music.
Yeah, absolutely. Godfrey Daniels started in 40 years ago in this month, in March, and I came to discovered it, well, I guess, within its first year of operations, but it's a great, great place. I got to discover a whole world of music I didn't know about. And they actually do have a W.C. Fields signature on the wall as kind of a relic that was given to the club by one of the singers who passed through.
Oh, that's wonderful. I mean, where is the club?
7 East 4th Street on the south side of Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
Okay, so it's a club that has certainly seen some ups and downs in that part of Pennsylvania as the steel industry ebbed over the years.
Yes, very big changes there.
Now, quite a parade of talent through the club. Who were some of the people who played there over the years that you got to know?
Oh, so many great people because they were situated, you know, they're like an hour and a half from New York City and about 75 minutes or so from Philadelphia, so a lot of people would who played in the bigger cities would come through there. But some of the people who were my favorites were Utah Phillips and Rosalie Sorrells and Dave Van Ronk and Claudia Schmidt was one of my favorites. Stan Rogers from Canada? I got to meet there, became my heroes, and Nancy Griffith I met there, and Jack Hardy, who was a big influence on me as a songwriter, kind of motivating me to write more songs. See Bill Morrissey, I met there.
All kinds of people. A lot of talent. So when did you hit the road in earnest to begin taking your own craft out and about?
Well, I guess I wanted to do that for the longest time. I graduated in 1980 from school, and I knew that if I could be like one of the performers who played at Godfrey Daniels, that would be, you know, that's what would be the greatest thing. So it took me a long time to get to do that. It was about some of the people I became kind of like the house opening act there at Godfrey's. And a lot of the people who I opened shows for opened doors for me in other parts of the country. For instance, Nancy Griffith recommended that I enter the thing called the New Folk Contest at the Kerrville Folk Festival in Kerrville, Texas. And I did that, and I ended up winning in 1984. So that was the first time I thought, well, maybe people who didn't know me would like like what I did, like the music. But it wasn't until I put out my first record in 1987 called I Know, fall of 87, and I thought it would make a big difference, you know, right away. I was hoping that, you know, that cause come this spring, it'll be 30 years since I've had a regular job.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
But it didn't make a difference right away. And I thought, you know, I've got a record. I should be able to. Hopefully, I can make a living. Mm-hmm. And it didn't happen that fast. And there was a question. Some question was whether if it was ever going to happen. And then around May of 1988, I played at a club in a coffee house in Jamaica Plain, Massachusetts. And that's when the first time people seemed to be there because they. It wasn't for somebody else who was on the bill. It was because they heard some of the songs on the radio, and were wanted to hear them live. So that was the first inkling I got that I might be able to do it for a while.
Let's hear some of what you're doing. John Gorka is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. His new album is Bright Side of Down. He plays Reading tomorrow night at the Pilgrim Congregational Church. And from Bright Side of Down, here is Hold Up Mason City. Let's hear a little bit of this.
All right.
I'm holed up in Mason City, waiting for the roads to clear. Second day of a blizzard, winter isn't even here. I'm heading back on I-35. At this point I just wanna make it home alive. Hold up in Mason City, the weather isn't pretty tonight.
There's a real ease about this song, John Gorka, gentleness to the song. I mean, you certainly could have had minor key blues about getting stuck in a blizzard in Minnesota, but is it no big deal to get stuck in a Minnesota winter?
Well, it was a terrifying trip from I live in Minnesota now. I was going to and from Des Moines, Iowa, and it was a blizzard coming and going, and I was in a rented minivan that did not have snow tires, and people were driving normally on my left. I'm on the right side, you know, driving pretty carefully, and I realized that the van started to move sideways back and forth, and I realized I was on solid ice. So it was a terrifying moment. I was able to get off the interstate and found a town. It turned out to be Mason City, Iowa, and I found out afterwards that Mason City, it was the airport that Buddy Holly and the Big Bopper and Richie Valens had flown out of after their last show in Clear Lake, Iowa, in 1959. So that's there's a mention of the Big Bopper Diner, which does not exist, and Buddy Holly is in the song.
I understand that there's a real sort of aged in the barrel process with the songs that appear on this album, Bright Side of Down.
Yeah, this time I just did. I would go in and try to record a song, like a song a week, and then see how the performances held up over time, and also if the performance held up, and if the song seemed to work over time. That if there was a verse or a line that bothered me, I could go back and change it and redo it. So I like not having all the pressure of making a record spent on a few days, but it made the process a lot longer. But I liked how it turned out.
Is this a more complete kind of album than you think you've delivered in the past? I mean, this is number 12, isn't it?
Yeah, that's number 12. I think the idea of this one and the one before it were just to have the performance start with what I do on the vocal and guitar, so that when people see me live, which most of the time I play solo, that they will not be misled by the record. There's more of a band sound on that song you played, but it's something I feel very comfortable doing, you know, just me and the guitar.
So will it just be you and the guitar in Reading tomorrow night?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'll probably play a little piano. I've got a little electric guitar that I travel with, so I'll be an assortment of things.
Okay, but no drums and no Zydeco backup like we heard.
No, just me.
Over the years, John Gorka, have people tried to tinker with your sound? Have they done what we often hear happened in the music business, where somebody says, "Hey, you got some good chops there. Now let's change you completely, and we'll make a star out of you."
There was a kind of a period of that where they seemed to care more. The record companies seemed to care more about how my hair looked than the music. So I did not go well. I was able to get out of that situation, and I've gotten to work with really good people all along the way. So I'm very grateful I get to do this.
How many years? I understand you play up to 150 dates a year. Is that still the number? Have you tailed off a little?
It's probably less than that since I've got kids, a wife and kids and family. So I don't go out for long periods anymore. I go out for 2, 3, 4 shows and come home and do that again. And then take some time off so that I don't become a stranger at home, because if you are away too much, people will learn to live without you.
Yeah, they get to resent you when you come home, right?
Yeah.
So speaking of homes, your current label, Red House Records, a change after several years with another outfit. What appealed to you about Red House Records?
The company I started with, I did my first record with Red House and then moved to a different label. I live in Minnesota and they're based in St. Paul, so I can go and talk to them and call them up. It's very, very it's a good home, I think. They still do a better job than I can do on my own. You know, I might be able to make more per record if I did it by myself, but I wouldn't reach as many people.
Mm-hmm. There's a cover on Bright Side of Down. You'd mentioned Bill Morrissey in passing. This is a fond farewell to him in She's That Kind of Mystery.
It's the kind of mystery. It's a beautiful song from Bill's record, Standing Eight, which is one of the great singer-songwriter records in my opinion. And he was very, 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 very smart, very, very funny. He used to say his mother's side of the family was Polish and his father's side was Irish. He said he combined the luck of the Poles with the discipline of the Irish.
That's a good way to put it. Let's hear some of She's That Kind of Mystery.
Okay, all right.
You can look into her eyes and live forever. She's as restless as the sea. She's as calm as a summer dawn. She's that kind of mystery.
John Gorka doing She's That Kind of Mystery, a tribute to Bill Morrissey on his latest album, Bright Side of Down. John Gorka tomorrow night at the Pilgrim Congregational Church in Reading at 8 o'clock. You've been in the music business at a time of wrenching change, but also great technological upheaval. So, I mean, microphones and guitar pickups and things like that have come a long way, but then it seems like the economics kind of fell out of the bottom at the same time.
Right, yeah, it's a very, very different world than I started out in. I think I was fortunate to start off in the old kind of world record, old world music business, where I was able to reach a lot of people, and it's enough to give me an audience that has sustained me. I think that's the most difficult thing today for the new people. There's so many talented people out there. I feel like the people are getting better, younger, but it's more difficult. You can to reach a large group of people at any one time. I hope people don't get discouraged by I think of the line from the Jackson Brown song, "Running on Empty." Try to do what you can just to keep your love alive, and try not to confuse it with what you do to survive. So it's a very different world.
All right, so people get a chance to hear your vocal stylings and guitar work and some piano as well tomorrow night. Pilgrim Congregational Church in Reading at 8 o'clock. John Gorka, will you do a lot of the stuff from Bright Side of Down or just stuff from...
I'll do some. I don't really have a set list, so I imagine I'll do some things. Uh-oh, hello?
Yeah, we're here.
Oh, you're there, okay. I imagine I'll probably do some songs from Bright Side, but it'll be other things as well, I imagine.
All right, John Gorka, pleasure to meet you, and best of luck with the concert tomorrow night in Reading, and tonight in, I guess you're in Berkeley tonight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yes.
All right, take care.